we see that it is contradictory. Gopijana Ballabha, and where is that Sakkarabha? We see, we also, you should understand, he has taken renounce order. What is the mantra of that renounce order? I may explain but not tell the actual mantra. The meaning of that itself is that I am giving the mood. Guru tells that I am giving the mood of gopi. And in the mood of gopi, you see. What gopi? Not Yasoda gopi. Krishna is not Vallabha Yasoda. He is the son of Yasoda, you should know. So what was the relation of to Krishna as a gopi jana? So he may not be confined in only sakharas. In madhuras, shanta, dasya, sakha, vatsal, everything concludes. Everything. So may write some poems like friends when he was going to
America
in ship. He may have write this thing. But it does not mean, it does not prove that he was confined in this. Sometimes Srimati Radhika and all gopis are in the same term like Sakha, sometimes in Vatsalyaras. Sometimes they may be at Dasyaras, sometimes so angry mood. Oh, go away from here. Get out. Also, that we should know all these things. So I told them, come on. I like boys, come on. I will give it so good treat to you.
Why is he telling for it?
So, he was not only confined in. I told that. But they saw that, oh, he is not world glorified. But actually, they don't know all this. That is why they tell. Once a devotee came to me and told me, Swamiji has written that Krishna was the adopted son of Yasoda. He has written it. I told that, what form is this, writing by this? He told that, you are telling that Krishna was son of Yashoda. I told no harm. That is why you should listen. He has written somewhere that Krishna was adopted. Sukhdev Goswami has told like that. So please, Parikshit Maharaj. No? So please, only Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj related to Dwarkadhish Krishna. No? He was not related to Braj Krishna, Brajesh Krishna. Because he was Parikshit Maharaj, son of Abhimanyu, the son of Arjun. And Arjun was married with sister of Krishna. No? And Abhimanyu was son of Draupadi, Subhadra. So he was related to Dwarkadhish Krishna. So at first, in the beginning, he told to Parikshit Maharaj to please him, that he should have much more faith and then I will tell the real thing. And as he was describing the birth of the parents of Krishna in Kanskaragar, jail of Kansa. He wrote that Krishna appeared there. Abhirbhuta, this word. Abhirbhuta means to appear, not to come from home. And he was at that time age of 16. Long hair, curved hair, so many harsh many?
Necklaces
of hira and jawaharas,
diamonds
of all these things. Nerves were there. Yes. He has one pitambar. And four-handed. Not two-handed, four-handed. This is a sign of Narayan. He did not come from the womb of Devaki. He at once appeared. And they began to do so many bandana. At the same time, in Gokul, Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda. Where it has written, Samiji has told for Vasudeva Krishna, when he appeared. And he told that he is the son of Devaki Vasudeva. But when he was describing or explaining 10th canto, 5th chapter, he is explaining this sloka. The sloka was this: Nandastu Atmaj Utapanne Jata Hlado
Mahamana.
The meaning of this sloka. Okay. He is explaining. Who? Samiji. There. You can read there. That Nandastu Atmaj Utapanne. Atmaj Utapanne mane Nand was father. And from him, Krishna went in the womb of Yashoda. Inwardly process, but not worldly. Because Narlila is so best. And he does it in Golok Vrindavan, not in Vaikuntha, not in Dwarka. And he has come from Golok Vrindavan. So, he came from the womb of Yashoda. Nandastu Atmaj Utpanne. Atmaj means coming from him in the womb of Yashoda, and he has a janma. Because second line tells that he did Jat Karma. What is the meaning of Jat Karma? You can see in explanation of Swamiji here. When a son comes, or any child, then there must be a link between mother and that child. And in India, it is
Kathmanav.
And so many priests and Brahmins come, and they do so many things. And that is Jat Karma. In Mathura, there was no Jat Karma. No sign of that Devaki has
delivered
any via anything. And actually there is no deliberation there. But in
Gokul,
actually everything was as worldly manner. Everything. So
they cut navels.
Navels were cut. So many Brahmins were given so many things, cows and everything, well,
gold
and everything. See, Nand Maharaj kept nothing in his house for evening. He kept everything. And he saw that all were against him. Also after that, Brahmaji is our guru. He is telling that
Nomidyate
Abhrapapuse Taridambaraya Gunjavatamsa paripachal sandhaka Vannasraje kavalabetravishanu venu lakshma sriye midupade pasupangajaya. Mane from Nand he has come, from Jasoda here, so many times. And at last he has made a conclusion that Krishna was not the son of Devaki. It is Janma Bhadav. There is some doubt there. Not. So there is no difference. Like Sukadeva Goswami has told for Mathura Basi that Krishna was son of Devaki. But she has told after world is so this would have a
proper understanding
and
reconcile.
He cannot tell anything against any shastra and or disciplic order. So he has not done anything wrong. Anyone can will have to reconcile and change. I remember so many things when I was in Mathura with him, when I was in Vrindavan, when I was in Delhi with him, and when he returned to India. I had so much occasions and fortune to serve him in so many ways. So I think we can glorify him by all these things, that he was a parikar of Krishna. And he has so much affection to the last end. Understand? He was surely a follower of Srimati Radhika. Rupa Goswami. The mood of Rupa Goswami is in him. This is the best glorification, because Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has said like this. We want to be
Siddhartha
Rupmanjari. And I know that he has ordered so many times that you should sing this kirtan. First,
Rupamanjari
Pada. Sri Rupamanjari Pada. Say more Sampada, say more Jivaner Jivan. If it was not life and soul of Swamiji, why he had told orders? So I know from so near us. So I think I am so much fortunate to come near us. So we should try to celebrate these things in this way that glorifies more. I remember something in Mathura this very year. ISKCON leaders were celebrating this day. They did not invite me. If I was there, I don't care for invitation. I should. But I came 2 days late there. They invited Tripundadhari. Tripundadhari, you know?
Mayavari.
Very long. This. And he had a mala of Rudraksha. Here, very big. In hand and chanting. Soham, like this. And he was the president in that meeting. For whole life he has struggled, Swamiji. In every his writing, in every book he has written. Not only he, but from Jiva Goswami Mahaprabhu and also Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. If Mayabad is in this world, it is obstacle for bhakti. And he came and recited. how they did. And he told against bhakti there. I also saw that a very famous cinema actress, cinema star, came taking betel nut in her mouth. What she knows about Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swami and our this cult and our this bhakti, he sang a song, worldly song, and left and left, for not left, some thousand persons came to see her. How beautiful and how is that? And she told something, I don't know what. Karmi, Jnani, all others were invited there. Karmi, you know? Jnani, worshipping Durga, Kali, Chandi, Ganesh, and all. Not to anyone. They don't know Krishna. And they were called. And they were giving a speech. We were very near there. I told to Gopal Krishna and others. I think it is not the celebration of how you are doing so? So we should do like this. I gave so much pain for it. If I knew that any salvation going on Mathura near or much, I don't have cared for whether they have given invitation or not. I must pray. And glorifying him, this is no good way to celebrate this function. I have started from my very boyhood, at the age of 24, I know him about 52, 53 years. 49. I think that perhaps they have forgotten that I have started Swamiji with my life and my soul. I have so much started Swamiji to come to Western countries. They can call all bogus persons who are dead against the Prabhupada. They can come and celebrate and they can laugh and marry. They are saying that, oh, and we are not inviting him. We are insulting him perhaps. This is no way. So we should, I pray all to glorify Swamiji, his actions, his loving mood, his Ishtadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God is Janam, Radha and Krishna, the affection and mood, how he speaks to all. So they should think about this and they should do all these things in a good way. Then it is certainly a celebration. So I pay respect to Swamiji and that devotees who are following him in good way with their soul and heart. And he should be merciful to us to give his real serving to him, so that we should be understand
offenses,
all these things, and we may be qualified to serve him. This is, they should think very broadly that who has left bhakti line, Prabhupada line, they should again come. That should be what?
Embrace
again. They should bestow the mercy of Prabhupada to all, and those who are not in this line, they should also be given chance to come again, not again, come and to serve Prabhupada in this line. Then it will be short and less continuous. Otherwise they will be so bogus things against the principles of science. So I pray him that he should do this. So much mercy that we can make this festival as in real sense. And this is all. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama.